Dealing with sibling rivalry is not just something you deal with consequences. We need to be proactive. We need to help our children learn to enjoy each other.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. Did I hear you just say enjoy each other? Our kids can enjoy each other?
Well, we're so reactive in our parenting. We kind of go with no plan until we deal with negative behavior. This is bad. I have to deal with it. And then we get on with our own lives because there's so many things we think we're supposed to accomplish and have house beautiful and all this taken care of. And we miss deciding, how do I build a team here? In the corporate world or in the church world, the corporate leaders know I've got to take all my leaders away and we've got to have an offsite and we've got to build a team of all of us. We've got to get to know each other. We've got to get to enjoy each other. We've got to really embrace each other. So that I think that one of the things we miss as a family is we have individualized everything and we've made the children the center of the universe and we drop them off for their individual sports. And there's never a team time where we actually learn to be together. So years ago, I was with one of my mentors, and I don't know how we got down this conversation. His kids were up and out of the house. He had four children. And we ended up talking about sibling rivalry for some reason, and he made the statement that every Friday night he required his children to all sleep together in the family room.
Wow.
And I said, what does that mean? And he said, well, they all got their sleeping bags, and I acted like it was punishment. You have to sleep together. And he said, they loved it. They would all act like, oh, no, not again, but they'd be devastated. And I said, well, like, what are the parameters? And he said, you know, that's just it. There are really no parameters. And he said, my wife and I'd make them a massive amount of popcorn, and they could take their juice in there in the family room, and we'd put in a video. In those days, it was a video, and they could watch whatever. That was it, though. Mm-hmm. They could watch that. They could stay up as long as they want and talk as long as they want. I just didn't want to hear them, and I didn't want them leaving the family room. And he said it'd be
so he wouldn't be there. It would just
them. He said it'd be unbelievable.
Great.
Now I said, did you ever go in? He said, every now and then, I'd drag a sleeping bag in there and I'd be there for a while, but they'd be all over my body and they'd be hanging on me. So I went home for that meeting. We were both in another city, and I required my two to sleep in Tori's bedroom every Friday night. And she has a little trundle underneath, and we'd pull out the bed, and he'd sleep down there on the little trundle, and she'd be up, and that was the deal. Can't come out of your room. I don't want to hear you. I don't care how late you stay up. And this is what you have to do. And I'd make it like I was being mean, and they'd be laughing the whole time. And it became a major, major part of their life. Mm. Even through high school, even when she was a senior and he was in ninth grade and she'd come home from what she was doing, he'd be already waiting on her trundle. And they'd sit up and talk late into the night. I will never forget her senior year walking by and the door's open. And I'm hearing, I think they're crying. And I walked in and said, wow, you guys okay? And Tori said, yeah, we're okay, Dad. Roby just reminded me we're not going to be able to do this much longer because I'll be going to college. Yeah, it got me. It took me down, which is why every now and then we'd put him on a plane and send him to college where she was. But it was teaching them to bond. It was teaching them to be a team. And I'll tell you what happened in that. I said once a month, but Tori and Roby said it was probably every 2 months. I would read to them a book, The Wonderful Way Babies Are Made. It's about sex. And it was one of those nights that Big Sister filled in all the blanks. One of those Friday
she
nights.
She answered all his questions?
He had questions, and he felt safe asking her. And she would ask, and she would, to the best of her ability as a high school student, to answer the questions for him. And it just made him even closer, to the point that he was president of his junior class and senior class. But there were times when he would go someplace and call her on a college campus and say, what do you think I should wear? He would die if he knew I told that to everybody out there. But it made them very, very, very close. I wanted to give them the opportunity to build a relationship when so many times in life there was that time of tearing down the relationship. And I would give it to them no holes barred. You go in there and be in your room. But I also wanted to give them fun family projects that we did together. As a family, this is who we are. You know, some of the single mom things at Sheridan House, just to build this time of getting involved in each other's life. I think we need to be very proactive in cheering for each other. So when, you know, Roby would be in a school play or Tori would be in a school play, that we would all be there cheering. When Roby would be having a soccer game and Tori wasn't, we would all be there cheering. It's a required thing. When we would be home early in the Friday nights playing games together as a family. Unfortunately, we just want to deal with sibling rivalry and move on with our life as parents and have our own social life. And we miss the team building. It's not about getting the divisions in your home to work together like a corporation to not dislike each other, but it's about helping them learn to affirm each other and work together. And when Tori had a lot of homework and she had to empty the dishwasher, me coming by Robe and say, hey, man, let's go help her with this dishwasher because she's got a lot on her plate right now. And him kind of looking at me, and I said, we can do this, man. We can get this done in minutes. And us doing it, and did Tori always say thank you properly? No. And because she's a kid, well, right. I'm glad you helped because I have a lot to do. And I'm not sure I heard a thank you in that, but that's when I would grab Roby later on and say, well, I want to thank you. That was awesome. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Even though I kind of made him do it, getting him jacked up that we did the right thing, we have to choose to build a team. Because sibling rivalry, if we just deal with the unacceptable behavior towards the team members, we miss. Mm-hmm. We've got to build a team, and that means build relationship, and that means serving each other.
And a lot of times in family life, you want to have fun with the kids, and you end up doing things where everyone is on your own. You might go to a place like Wanadu City or something. Everyone does their own thing, which is great, that you want them to have fun, but creating and almost forcing fun with kids, and then allowing them, even if they're having a great moment, they're wrestling on the couch instead of saying, watch my couch, be careful. You know what? Let them keep wrestling, because it's that bonding that they're going through. And I've had to learn that. My husband's really good at saying, just let them go. And I kept saying, they're going to break something. He let them go because this is good for them.
Oh,
and
because
he did that with his brother, just wrestling all the time. What I had, because my brother was younger than I and a younger sister as well, we'd stay up late when we were older, stay up real late, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, always in my room. And it was usually, I was already trying to fall asleep. He'd come and knock on my door, my brother, and hey, and then, what's up? Nothing. And just walk in
just
the room.
Me. I'm up.
We'd stay up till like 2-3 in the morning just talking. And to this day, we still have conversations we crack up at because of the jokes that we said on those late night talks. And so that's the bonding time that you almost have to, as a parent, say, okay, that is almost sacred, you know?
Yes.
Leave it alone and let the bonding happen. You step away because they're going to be real tight. And there's something between siblings that are not between parents and kids.
Oh, it's so important. And what you said, great example of this. 3 weeks ago, we were invited to dinner to a man named Jose Santiago's house. Jose Santiago is the executive pastor at Hollywood Community Church. And Jose has 3 sons and 1 playing college baseball.
Awesome.
The other 2 out. They're awesome. And I walked in, and he was waiting for me to see this. He hadn't prepared me. I walked in, and the living room had nothing in it but a ping pong table. You walk in the lobby, ping pong table. And his 2 sons are playing ping pong in the living room. That's all. The furniture's gone. And then we're eating dinner later on that night. And he said, what'd you think about our living room? And I said, it was different, man. It caught me off guard. He said, you know, one day when these boys were in middle school and the ping pong table was in the garage, and there's so much stuff in the garage, and they were constantly digging the ball out from under things. And I realized, and I said to my wife, we have a living room we never sit in. We always sit in the family room. It's got all this formal furniture. What do you think about us storing the furniture for a decade till these kids are out the door and putting the ping pong table in there? Sure enough, right after dinner, he and I and his wife and Rosemary are having coffee at the dining room, and we hear them in the ping pong table, in the living room, playing ping pong, dying laughing with each other. And it just became the place they went and the thing they did. So often we don't give our kids those opportunities. It's house beautiful and we're worried about breaking something, you know, rather than breaking a child's heart because the child doesn't have a relationship with anybody. And maybe there are things in life when my kids are in high school that they really didn't feel safe. Is dad a safe place to ask this question? Mm-hmm. Where my big sister is a safer place to ask this question, whatever it is. Rather than just dealing with the negative behavior, we've got to figure out ways to set the stage where they build a relationship with each other. And rather than every single activity in life be divide and conquer, drop them off, pick them up, drop them off, pick them up, choosing to decide, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to be a family. And rather than one of us going to pick Roby up after soccer practice, we all went up to pick up Roby up after soccer practice and went through Chick-fil-A and had dinner there that night so we could actually sit around a table together. I think we're not thinking through enough things of how do we build a love into each other's life? How do we invest in each other's life? How do we help them know that they are special to their sibling rather than wondering, am I in the way? I'm the younger one. Am I just a bother to this hero, this older sibling that I absolutely look up to? probably a highlight in the Barnes household was my daughter, who has a absolute recordable singing voice. And she tried out for a part in a school play in the school she went to every single year and didn't get a part. And to this day, I'll never figure that out, but that's okay. And she'd always be wallpaper in the school play. She'd always be some background thing. And in one of the school plays when she was a senior, she didn't get it again. And he's in ninth grade, and he's coming in from soccer, sitting in the back of the cafeteria while they're having rehearsal. He's watching rehearsal on the stage. He's back doing his homework, waiting for me to pick them both up. And the lead guy in this play, or one of the lead male parts, lost a part for grades or something. And Tori says, Roby tells me this, Tori says that out loud she went to the director, Mr. Briggs, and said, my brother can play that part. Now, this is a little girl who hadn't gotten a part yet. And she's a senior and he's in ninth grade. And she said, well, where's your brother? He's sitting right back there doing homework. He's the kid in the soccer uniform at the back table in the cafeteria, dining room, whatever it's called. Wow. And so he brings Roby up. From that point on, Roby has a lead part the next 4 years in a school play.
Wow.
A life changer for Roby. And but he would not have got it if his sister was jealous because she didn't get one. He got it because she stepped up and became his agent. That was a moment that will go down in history for me as a Barnes as one of the greatest moments in the history of the Barnes household, where a sibling stepped up and said, even though I didn't get a part, which she didn't say it like this, but this is what it was, he can do this. Mm. Let him step up and do it. Now, he thinks he has a singing voice. He has no singing voice whatsoever. She has the singing voice, but God orchestrated that for her to get the greatest starring role in the history of the Barnes household. Lift up your younger sibling and put him in that place. When we see those moments, those minimal moments or the big moments, where they actually step up for each other, those are the moments as parents we need to say, this was your shining hour. Or when we go by and they're in there talking and are laughing on a Friday night or whatever, and we need to say the next morning to the older one, you will never know how blessed I was to walk by and hear you kind of be a parent as well as a child, as a sibling with your brother. That was awesome. Or see her walk in exhausted as a senior, and he's on the trundle waiting for her. And she, I know she was tired or I know whatever, but she gets jacked to be his big sister. I think we miss as parents not setting the stage, the arena for that, and then cheering for them doing it. Yeah. We will always have to deal with sibling rivalry. But then guiding them in sibling affirmation times when they're lifting each other up. It is absolutely one of the most important things we do, because we're teaching them how to be married as well.
Yeah. And it comes down even to little things like they shared their candy when they came home with the candy that they bought with their own money. Or the older brother happens to open the door for the sister of the car. You know, little things, which don't happen very often. But when they do happen, you have to cheer it on so it happens more often.
When you do, that's exactly right. When you do cheer it on, it will happen. Success in marriage is getting me out of the way. Success in marriage as a man, and Jesus defined it like that. He says, Bob, I want you to love your wife only this much, only as much as I love the church and gave myself up completely for her. And so success in marriage is, we're not taught to be successful. We're not taught to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of this marriage relationship. That starts by hearing a parent cheer for you when you do that, so that you can imagine the still small voice of God cheering for you. That's a training. So when one child is in a little bit of a hole and you convince the other, let's go help Roby. He's a little behind on this chore. Let's help him. And the other child's dragging their feet, and then you're all of a sudden getting them jacked and they're all laughing. Or the time Roby was late for soccer because he had to wash my car because he didn't take the garbage out, and getting all hands on deck and going out and helping him a little bit wash the car. And, you know, does he say thank you or not? I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. I need to say thank you, even though I'm washing the car. This is what it means to be a Barnes. This is what it means to be family. This is what it means to be a Christian home. Toria, I am so proud of you today. Get proactive and set the stage for our children to do the right thing and then be their greatest fan. Cheer for them.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. This week, we're talking about sibling rivalry, and we hope you join us tomorrow for Talk Back Friday, asking questions that you've sent in. You can send your questions in at parentingtoday.org. If you have comments about the broadcast or the blog, you can send them through there as well, parentingtoday.org. And we encourage you to share these broadcasts and the blog with your friends as well. All the information is online at parentingtoday.org. If you want more information about Sheridan House Family Ministries, we invite you to go to shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. Lots of resources there that will help you become an even better parent. That's shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for another edition of Parenting Today.